Thank you for holding. Is this Janelle?
Yes, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day, let me tell you. They got me running around. But sounds like the little ones got you running around, too.
Yeah, definitely do.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, though. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, she explained it pretty well.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, so you need a name, address, and phone number cleanup. It said someone else's number is coming up for your business? Okay.
Yep.
I can fix that. That's easy. The major benefit to you, though, is the placement. You know, there's only three guys that show for your area when you look up power washing or pressure washing. So we only got one open right now. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. And they prompted us to try to get it filled today. So my reps like Tara, they're just kind of calling down the list. But obviously, you could see the value in being on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me see here. You won't have to pay per lead or click or call like some of the stuff I see you got already floating around here. I look up your business name. I got the Home Advisor by Angie's popped up.
Yeah, I just opened that up.
Okay. Those guys are on the first page of Google, but they sell the leads to like four people, and they charge you even when you don't get the job.
Yes.
So if we get this spot here today, I mean, we solve that problem. People will call you directly and you don't get charged for every single lead that comes through.
Right.
So that'll probably save you some money too. Alright, so Western Mass Pro Wash and Clean Machine Power Wash are the two that are up there now. These guys are both on a platinum package. Do you have your own website already?
Yes, I do.
Here it is, SOSPowerWash.com. Is that the proper spelling? It's just P-W-E-R wash?
Yeah, P-W-E. I misspelled it when I got it, and then they just set the domain, and I'm like, oh, I got the domain already? It's misspelled. But you can still
call it. It's all good. Yeah, it's fine. This is fine. You can use this. And we just attach it to the Google Business Profile anyway, so they'll never actually see that. They just see like a little globe. It's like a little
blue link.
Yeah, and they just click on that, and it takes them there. Okay, so since you already have your own site, I mean, looking at what Clean Machine is doing and what Western Mass Power Wash is doing, I could put you on the same package. It's called a Platinum Package. But again, since you have your own site and your business is pretty new, I can reduce the rate. So they're paying $499 month to month. I could get you the exact same package, but I could drop the pricing down to just $299. On a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no long-term contract, so it's really just 30 days at a time. Like I mentioned earlier, no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. Now, in this, you're not just getting that first-page placement on Google, right? We list you on the first page for 15 keywords, and that's the major benefit to you, but this is an A to Z marketing strategy. Like, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing after this. Because when you get submitted to that first page of Google, you also end up on the first page of Bing. They pull their top recommended guys from the Google top recommended guys for the area. And then also there's a popular directory submission that we put you on that includes popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We even do Facebook advertising for you. So you have like a business Facebook page that we run ads through, do a biweekly posting on, right? And then there's a tracking system that'll pipeline your leads. So if you're missing any of the calls because you're currently busy, it'll save their information. That way you always have like those, a pipeline of leads to reference and keep you busy.
Okay.
So instead of you having all your eggs in one basket paying per lead, we're going to have multiple different ways of generating leads for you without you having to pay for each individual one. It's just a flat monthly rate, $299.
Okay.
If I could approve that package, I mean, saves you $200, not just the first month, but that's locked in at that rate for as long as you're with us. I mean, I'm sure it's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I can do it now, and I know it's a come first serve. So that's why I'm the fence about it, but I'm not ready for that yet. Not yet. I just don't have the budgeting for it right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, the only time I can put you up there is when the spot's available. That's the only reason why I was pushing for today. Otherwise, yeah. I would set up a call back and just call you back when you're ready or have you call in when you're ready. Just trying to think if I could maybe do it without the Facebook ads, but that would kind of be redundant. I mean, it sounds to me like no matter what, if you just signed up with Home Advisor, things are probably a little tighter than usual.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
If I would have known about this earlier, I would have definitely known
about you guys. Hey, we didn't have a spot available till recently, but what I could do is I could put you on the callback list, and then the next time there's a spot open, I can have one of my reps give you a call and see how you're doing.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Is there any way I could just call back to see if there's a spot open?
Well, I could give you the number, but the reality is like we're a Google partner. We're not Google. So usually when a spot opens, they just give us the list, and then my reps, they call down the list until it fills. So they're going to keep going, basically, until somebody gives us the yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the list for power washing in your area is pretty long. Like they got Legacy Pro Wash on here still. They got to go through.
Yeah, are not in Springfield, though. They're in the surrounding areas.
Yeah, the service area that you cover is about 40 miles, so it's a pretty big area that you cover. That's what makes it so profitable is that you're not just being marketed to the people right next to you, you know? And then you could cookie cutter it, like, within that area, too, like if you don't want to cross state lines and things like that. So we got a lot of different guys that are eligible for it, but just that one spot at the moment.
It would be the third person on the listing.
You'd be a top recommended option. How you're listed 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. So if you're closer to yourself, you'll see yourself. If you're further away, you'll see yourself maybe in that 3, 4 spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish I could do it right now.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, the last time we had a position available for this service area was about 11 months ago. It was saying February of last year. What if I could get the pricing down to $249 on a month-to-month basis? Does that help you at all?
It would.
Okay. Let me see. Because you already have your own site. We won't have to purchase the domain or do any of that. New in business credit.
I do have a Facebook page as well.
Okay, so instead of us having to build the Facebook page, do you think you could, if they'll send you a link, you could just add us as manager to it, and then we could still run the ads through it. That'll actually save us money too. And with that being said, I can get that $249 pricing structure approved. I thought we were going to have to build your Facebook page from scratch, but if you already have one built, we don't want to duplicate it anyway. We just have you add us to it as one of the managers, so that way we can go in there and do the ads and the biweekly posting for you.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me go ahead and submit this. Artie has his own Facebook page and website. Okay, yeah, so I can approve the $249 pricing structure, and that would be locked in too, so that's not like, oh, $249 this month, back to $299 or $499 later. It'll just say that $249. We send that in your service agreement. So if I could get that approved, I mean, is that something you want to give a shot? That way I can show you how well it works compared to paying per lead with Home Advisor?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile then. On the first page of Google, Janelle, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
The 275-6316?
Yep. Okay. And then do you spell your first name just J-O-N-E-L-L-E?
No E at the end.
Okay, just J-O-N-E-L-L?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Sostre, S-O-S-T-R-E.
Okay, and you're the sole owner of the business?
Yes, I own the LLC, and I'm the only employee, yep.
Okay, and so it is SOS Power Wash LLC?
The LLC needs to be amended, but the name of the company is SOS Power Wash.
Got it. It's a DBA. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
Okay, the email would be sosbrosenterprise@gmail.com.
Okay, update. Okay, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own the business. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
It would be at 30 Piedmont Street.
Springfield, Mass. 01104?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I would like that address not to be put in Google because it's not an official. That's just where my office is. I wouldn't want anybody showing up.
Got it. I'll hide the street address for you.
Okay.
So it'll still say Springfield, Mass, and I'll have the zip code on it, but I won't have like the actual street address, and I'll deactivate the turn directions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got to worry about anybody showing up at your house.
Okay.
And then
good.
You're comfortable with me attaching the website to the placement, obviously?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Update. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I can change them later, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going to send you my direct number and extension, and then we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you ever want to make changes, you can just call in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll send that to you now. But how would you like them displayed as of now?
So as of now, I would like it Thursday and Friday from 10 to 1, because I'll be able to take in calls and schedule stuff. So I'll be operating just in the weekend from 9 to 5.
And then the Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5. Okay. And then so Monday through Wednesday, closed?
Yes.
Okay. Most of your jobs are going to be on the weekend anyway. I'm pretty sure they're going to be contacting you throughout the week to do it on the weekend when they're home.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so let me update. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card?
I could accept, just not card right now.
Okay.
But it would be cash, check, and Venmo, Cash App.
Okay. And I don't believe, here, let me double check. I don't think license is required for power washing and pressure washing.
No, there's not a specific certification or licenses. I just, you know, I know having insurance is really what pushes people, but
yeah,
that's not even required either.
Yeah, okay. Because there's a form that you got to fill out. It's called the Google Verification Form. I'm going to send it to you actually right now. And it says license and insurance, but it's only if it's required by your state. So if you do have the insurance, send that in, and then obviously try to fill out this form as much as you can. It tells you right at the bottom if there's anything missing from the form where Google's not able to like verify the listing right away, we'll just three-way call them and we'll verify it with you over the phone with them as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that stops us from getting it up and running and having you Google verified. They'll put like a little badge and a check mark on your Google business profile, and you'll keep that even if you leave our services later, so people will still be able to look you up, see your reviews, and see like you're a verified business and you're legit.
Okay.
Yeah, update. All right, so I have the business profile created. Now they're going to want to verify or do a client interview with you. The client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but this is where they go over like all the services you offer. They customize the service area. Just make sure that we're representing you properly so that the calls that come in are in like the right area and not wasting your time, you know, looking for the right services. Usually it takes like 30 to 40, but they do ask for an hour. Are you available today between like 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have a 6 and 7 if that works better for you, but
2 and 3 is fine.
Okay. I'm going to schedule the client interview. It's going to be with one of my bilingual representatives. He's actually the one prompted for this service area. So he's going to come on and he'll walk you through that client interview. And then after that, oh, it's just a matter of getting the forms filled out. Okay, hold on one second. Sorry, I'm multitasking here. Okay, let me update. Right. And then it's going to send you a text message about 1 o'clock just as a reminder of the appointment for 2 to 3.
Okay.
Submit. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This will be under my name.
Okay. Go ahead and update Janelle. So stray. Okay. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
No. Billing address would be 387 Oakland Street, Springfield, Mass.
Okay, and that's 01108?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and update this. Okay, 0. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Okay, the card number is 5522.
5522.
2500.
2500.
7637.
7637.
1268.
1268. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It would be 0727.
0727, and then 3-digit code on the back.
412.
412. Okay, and there is a security question. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps or vice versa. We want to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll just go with my first pet name.
Okay, what was your first pet's name?
Luna, L-U-N-A.
Oh, like the moon. Okay, Luna. All right, let me go ahead and save. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
SOS Power Wash.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is John L. Sosre Rosado, and I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of SOS Power Wash today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Janelle, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Those kids. They're recording. Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. What they're trying to avoid is we don't want you to duplicate any online listings or pay for something that we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check, okay?
Okay.
All right, and it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're starting from scratch like this, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 16th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. Okay, so I've included all the bells and whistles. I just reduced the rate with like a new in business credit, and then we're using your site, your Facebook page for the ads. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to renew each month on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $249. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. It's an indefinite discount. It's not just like a introductory rate. It says in our fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree?
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
The billing cycle will be the same day as today.
Yep, it'll be the 16th day of each month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get a heads up. They send you a notification. You also have a tracking system that comes in the form of an app that you could download, and it helps you kind of oversee everything, not just Google, but, you know, Facebook, Bing, all the other directories, all your leads as they're coming through. You can monitor the billing date. You know, you can request reviews through the tracking system. So you'll have a little tool there to keep you up to date on everything that's going on.
Okay, great.
And then, okay, and it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a text message confirmation with an outline of the agreement in writing. It's called your subscription terms. You got to sign off on that, and then we're basically good to go for this month. They'll obviously got to do the client interview this afternoon, and then you fill out your Google verification form, but I think you get what I mean. So, let me get you all squared away here. So payment's processing now. Yeah, this is good. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, I'm pretty sure that this would be a no-brainer for you. After like a month or two of this, I think you'll leave that one behind. I've worked with a lot of people who have used it, and they always tell me it's a lot better when people call them directly. Say almost every time they get a call from somebody, it's like a done deal.
Yeah. So I actually got a bundle with them as well, where I don't have to renew my membership with them
Nice.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever want any of these, I just turn on the app, and that's it.
Yeah, I think what it is, I'm doing a little research right now. So I think what it is like they charge you for the year and then it's pay per lead after that, right? It says that
that's the normal thing. Though. And they usually charge you every year.
Oh, okay. So it's like set up to renew annually?
Yes. But I got into a bundle where it's actually $750 up front, but I get that credited towards any new leads and they add an additional $250. So I get $1,000 credit per lead, and I don't have to renew every year.
Oh, okay. I think there's a way, though, that you could stop the leads, though, right? Or, you pause it? Okay, yeah. Because that's what I mean. I mean, obviously, you could be on their directory for the year, but I don't think you're going to want to do pay per lead once you have people calling you directly off the first page.
Yeah. Yeah, probably after a year, I'll probably tell them, nope, I don't want.
Yeah, I mean, a year, if you're already doing this for a year and you're, like, all the Google reviews and everything that you establish, I mean, you'll probably leave and have this be a full-time thing. Like, I'm not just saying leave them, but your job, yeah. So, I mean, a year of this is just, you'd be established within the community, and they would have seen your business name so many times. You know, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I really want.
Okay.
That's why
I'm
willing to spend a little bit of money now, because I know that's what it really is. I just need my name out there.
Yeah. No, we got you. I mean, this will grow your company, having that exposure. It also helps, too, if you're looking to hire people, they see a company with a good reputation and a consistent flow of work, then, you know, usually it's a lot easier to land somebody to help you out, maybe a guy or two.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the Google verification form and the outline of your agreement in writing?
I do have the links for them, yes.
Okay, perfect. So sign off on your subscription terms prior to the client interview. The client interview is scheduled between 2 and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard. And then you can take your time with filling out the Google verification form. Usually takes my guys like 2 to 3 days to get that back to me just so they can get the pictures of everything that they need. But if you need help with anything, our number is attached to every text and email that you get from our company moving forward. So don't hesitate to call in if you need help.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you at 2 o'clock for your client interview.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.